Good evening, everyone, and hello, world. My name is Don, and you're watching Showcase for the week ending Sunday, November 6, 2022. Stop the presses. This is our Sunday show, and of course, that means weird news and your live chat comments. With me tonight, once again, is my very good friend and colleague, Mr. Kaiko. How are we doing today?
I'm living. Got my coffee. Ready to go.
You got coffee? What, was that a spoon in there? What, were you stirring something into it?
Yeah, you know, you gotta add your little brown sugar and your hazelnut, you know what I'm saying? You mix it in, you know what I'm saying? You make you some soup. You feel me?
Yes, hazelnut, sir. I get. Brown sugar. I haven't heard of anybody putting brown sugar in coffee before. That's
yeah, man. You put the brown sugar, give it a you know what I'm saying?
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, hopefully we got a little like a coffee connoisseur, I guess.
I gotta have my coffee. Gotta have my coffee. If it's not coffee, it's an energy drink.
Oh, yeah. Careful with energy
drinks. Yeah, right.
Heart palpitations and stuff like that. Let's be easy on that. In moderation. But anyway, hopefully you won't need too much of that because we're only going to do this for 1 hour like we normally do anyway. All of our live streams are about an hour long. So, but tonight we're here to do weird news headlines. So thanks once again, Kaiko, for joining me tonight. And thank you at home once again as well. Don't forget to hit that like button and subscription bell and follow us on, you know, YouTube, Facebook, Twitch, and Twitter. While we still have a Twitter, but that's another conversation entirely. And as always, if you're with us live, please feel free to drop us a line in the live chat and we just might read it off live on the air. So let's go ahead and get rolling with the first order of business here. Once I go ahead and bring this, oh, whoops, there we go. There we are. All right, now this is back to normal. So first order of business comes to us from this cookie break. Good grief. All right, there we go. All right, this is from Sky News out of the UK. Potty training goes wrong. Firefighters free toddler who got her head stuck in a toilet seat. This was first published 2 days ago on Friday. There's the photograph right there.
Now, what was she bobbing for? That's the question.
I don't know how. Okay, so Kay Stewart, age 37, had been trying to potty train her 2-year-old daughter Harper at their home in Wallsend, North Tyneside, but the toddler decided to try to wear the seat around her neck and got into difficulty, crying, "Mammy, I'm stuck." Ms. Stewart's efforts to get the seat off were unsuccessful, and in desperation, she asked her 16-year-old daughter, Shannon, to call firefighters for help. Tyne and Ware Fire and Rescue Service dispatched a crew from Wallsend Community Fire Station, and they arrived within minutes. They used small tools to remove the potty and amused Harper's siblings with the blue lights on their fire truck. I'm going to stop this here for a second. Holy crap. This is, I can't even imagine, like, being in the kind of situation of, like, I guess, youthful innocence where, like, it really sort of would occur to somebody to, like, try, like as like, a neck thing. I don't know. I don't know what in the world that is. But, I mean.
Listen, my homie, I know you've seen this before because it's happened lots of times. But I witnessed this from one of my friends. He sat in a little baby swing. And got his leg stuck in a little baby swing, and so the firefighters had to come and rip him out of it.
Oh, with the jaws of life!
Boy, I was laughing because I told him, I said, "Boy, yo, stupid self, need to stay away from that baby swing." He said, "No, man, it's good." We were probably 15. He was 14. That's what I'm saying. Well, he's a big kid. I said, "Why are you getting a baby swing? I don't have no sympathy for you." I was cracking up. This little boy was crying. I was like, wow. Mm-hmm.
Well, let's see. Oh, here's the last part. Station manager Trevor Sturrock said he was so glad that his crew were able to assist the family and wish Harper well with her future potty training. Okay, good. They got her out safely. Mm-hmm. That's all. Just want to go ahead and make sure that this had a happy ending because that's how trauma starts, theoretically. So the last thing that this poor child needs is to have a traumatic event forever associated with using the toilet. Like, I think we can all agree that will be a very sort of negative takeaway there. DJ Real Deal, hey, yo, good to see you again. Hey, hazelnut and brown sugar sounds pretty warm and sweet. I think we have a little bit of a delay, very slightly, with the
comment.
Twitch. Yeah. Because he's connecting on Twitch. Come on now, bro. Where were the parents? Well, mom was right there. I mean, mom and big sis were right there. I don't know. DJ Real Deal also says, when teacher used to tell you stories about not sticking your head in middle school chairs because you get stuck, this is who they were talking about.
Yeah.
Little face emoji. Go ahead. Go ahead, Keiko.
No, I was saying I used to tell my friends, yo, put your head in there. Go ahead. Like, why am I going to stop you? Go ahead. Do it. And then look what happens. Yeah.
I mean, at a certain point, that's not just negligence. That's mean. Come on, man. Brain spaz. Hey, brain spaz. Good to see you again. 14. Okay. He deserved your laughter.
Right.
Ouch.
Right.
Before we move on, excuse me. Before we move on, I want to point out DJ Real Deal, who's one of our viewers over on the Twitch feed right now. Thanks for tuning in. I want to mention, while you're able to hear us, we did get your message because I did a quick shout out to him on our feed on Friday during the trailer show, and because he was trying to promote this trailer for something that he was working on. You can watch on YouTube if you want. You don't have to. You're fine on Twitch. Just understand there's going to be a little bit of a delay. Real deal. He's asking if it's better to watch on YouTube. He says he doesn't mind switching. Okay, no, it's fine. You can go ahead and stay on Twitch. But I was going to say that we got your message because he sent us a note with the trailer that he wanted to suggest us react to, which you at home can go ahead and also submit messages to us and little suggestions for things using the contact form over on our Linktree page, which is right here, Linktree/Weekend Showcase. There's a contact form right here on the bottom. If you go ahead and, whoops, that's the podcast thing, sorry. If you hit the contact form, that's basically where you put that information. And we did get your information, Real Deal, on the trailer that you suggested. So we'll go ahead and add that to the rotation of what we have researchers that we screen stuff through so that our reactions on the air are fresh every single time. So we'll go ahead and pass that off to them, and hopefully we'll be able to put that in the rotation on Friday. Thanks for the message there.
Yeah.
Let's move on to the next item on the docket, which comes to us from Lad Bible. Let's see. Police bus drug ring. Come on. Here we are. Police bus drug ring dressed as Spider-Man, Thor, and Captain America in Operation Marvel. Oh, please tell me that's not the writers of this story just basically being witty. Please tell me that they actually used this code name for this drug bus. Please tell me. Please tell me. Please make my entire weekend right now. Look at these photographs. Look at this guy on the right. Look at Captain America. So proud of himself on the right. like, hey, kids, y'all dressed up for trick or treat. I dress up for work. How about this?
Wow. Right.
That's crazy. That is crazy. Let's see. Four members of the police force in Peru struck upon the novel idea of dressing up as members of the Avengers to enter into the dangerous area of the capital, Lima, and make their arrests. So the alleged drug dealers were confronted with Spider-Man, Thor, Captain America, and Black Widow bashing down their door to get in. Mm. To be fair, at least one of them carries a large hammer with them, so the tools were there too. Rim shot. Control, can we get a rim shot for that? There it is. Thank you. DJ Real Deal says, LMAO, what's up, Brain? That's, I guess, another fellow audience shout-out to Brain Spaz, who also comments, superhero envy. I mean,
yeah.
I'm not sure that's envy necessarily if you're on the receiving end of a drug bust, basically. Like, it's, I don't know. I'm not sure how much of that can constitute envy necessarily. But anyway, the idea was that the members of the special Peruvian police force would dress up in their fancy dress costumes in the hopes of convincing the public that they were advertising for a Halloween concert. However, it was actually all part of an operation that was aptly titled Marvel. I hoped so. And was aimed at bringing drug dealers to justice.
Wow.
And here is Spider-Man with a full, I guess, police flak jacket or something. I guess that is. Keiko, your thoughts?
That's pretty cool. Listen, if I could be Spider-Man for real and save the day, like, I would do that for free. Yeah.
But like, this is... And DJ Real Deal again. Yes, I switched on over, LOL. Okay. Well, just right. So you know, Real Deal, it doesn't matter. We're fine with the delay. If it's better for right. you on Twitch, you know, it's
yeah,
in real
no,
time
you,
on Facebook, YouTube, on Twitter.
YouTube. Sorry.
Now, I hear you, like, giving all this shout-out to YouTube, but don't forget, like, our content algorithms are a lot more harsh, it seems to be, on YouTube, because, like, we had a big technical thing with the Disenchanted trailer on Friday, remember?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's I don't know. But anyway, we have multiple places, so like y'all don't need to worry if a glitch happens on one place. Brain Spaz says, no, the cops living their dream as superheroes.
Yeah, man. I'm telling you, listen, if this was that's pretty cool, you know, because it's like you could look at them and say they are the real superheroes. They're really saving, they're really doing something. Mm. You know? So
Getting narcotics and dangerous substances off the streets, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah, man. That's
one way to do it.
No, I was just saying that's what they do. That's what Spider-Man and all them do. They get them off the streets. You know what I'm saying? So.
And it looks like they're using what looks like a loose combination between the original comic book design and the Sam Raimi movie version suit. It looks like, judging by the eyes and the bright blue underneath the arms. It looks right. I suppose. But anyway, I think we have another comment coming through from the YouTube side. Control, can we put that on screen? There we are. DJ Real Deal says, but I want to know if they had wrist tasers like Webb's. Now, that's an interesting sort of idea. I'm not sure how that would work in practice, though, in terms of what can be considered police brutality, though, which Go ahead.
It's very possible. Though have wrist, that's cool. That'd be so cool.
Yeah, I don't know about that. Like the novelty, I hear the novelty, and it's certainly possible to like project taser lines out, you know, and just sort of like build that into the wrist. But like, I don't know about that in practice, though. I know it's a different country with different laws about that sort of thing, I guess. But just from an American perspective, it strikes me that'd be a bit risky.
I buy that a hot flash, a wrist taser, boy. Man, take my money. Where my credit card? Take it right now.
Wow. with the Keiko, with the Philip Fry from Futurama. Shut up and take my money.
Exactly. That's exactly.
Wow. I think we have another thing else. Control comments. Do we have another comment on there? Control. Let's do that. There we go. Right. No, I was just making a web slinging joke, but nah, it probably wouldn't work. Spider-Man
forever.
Maybe with the right training, I don't know. But I'm not in law enforcement. I'm not even from there, so I don't know. Anyway, okay, cool. Newsworthy, I guess. That's just a sampling of what you get right here on Weird News on Weekend Showcase. Thanks so much for tuning in and watching along live on YouTube, Facebook, Twitch, and Twitter. Don't forget to drop us a like and a comment in the live chat or in the comment feed down below. If you're not with us live, it's perfectly fine. Thanks for watching and supporting the channel. And if you happen to be with us live, keep feeding us those comments and we might be able to involve you in the conversation in real time. So let's go ahead and move on to the next topic here, which comes to us from ndtv.com. Video showing horseshoe crab helping its overturned buddy flip is winning hearts on the internet. Okay. This is one of those, like, hang on a second. Ah, geez, come on, get out of there. There, you can see a little bit clearer there. One of the horseshoe crabs, like, right side up, and the other one is totally upside down, like a turtle almost, looking like I've fallen and I can't get up, like one of those sorts of things is what comes to my mind here. The post garnered nearly 40,000 upvotes and over 1,000 comments. Wow, geez. This is shared on Reddit. Here we go, here's the video.
Boy, look at that crab. I need to do a national Animal Planet voiceover to this.
I mean, you can technically right now.
I mean, look at that thing. Hey, look at it. It's breathing with his legs. What other one's saying, get off my property. Boy, that side of the lint is my half and this side is mine. As long as we stay on both sides, we won't have no problem.
Yeah, man. But like, clearly something went horribly, horribly wrong to like breach over on the other side to the point where they can't go back to their own side fully autonomously, fully on their own. They need the help to make it work. Here we go.
He's saying, look at it. Like, what else are we looking at? There ain't nothing else to look at.
Almost got it. This is crazy. Almost got it. It's like a perfectly vertical, like 90 degree angle here, perpendicular to the ground. Up against the wall.
It's giving me anxiety. Is it gonna happen? Yes, it happened.
I think that's it. Yep, they got it. Wow.
A weird animal, man. That is a weird animal.
Go ahead, Keiko. I'm sorry.
I was just saying that's a weird animal.
Horseshoe crabs?
Yeah.
I mean, they're cool and they're really useful in Pokemon when they evolve into Kabutops. I will say
Right,
that.
okay, sorry. Right. You're
DJ
right
Real
about
Deal
that.
says, so they're supposed to use those long tails to help them flip, but they're never able to use it properly. You know, that sounds like something I would read out of a Pokédex again for Kabuto. These look like Kabuto.
They are. They all of them are. I thought Kabuto though, I thought he was like a more ancient animal. I guess he is this.
In terms of the lore, in terms of Pokemon mythology, the lore, like it really
Yeah.
is an ancient type of Pokemon, but in
Right.
terms of
No,
where
but
the inspiration was.
it's definitely this though. It was a prehistoric version of this.
Right.
You know? That's not what he is in the Pokédex. I don't know what he is in the Pokédex. He's not, what is
Just
a horseshoe crab? He's not a horseshoe crab.
it's
That's
he's a fossil. Kabuto is a fossil, basically.
what he saw, you know, that's what they went ahead and did. That's
It's
funny.
Kabuto, Kabutops, Omanyte, Omastar, and Aerodactyl, I think, are the original five that are
Are the
based off of
original
fossils.
five fossils. Yep.
Yeah,
Yes,
yeah.
sir.
And then I look like we have something else here. Also, Kabuto is based on horseshoe crabs and isopods.
Right, right,
Isopods?
right, right. Now, there's another one that's like an isopod.
Also, a little cool fact. This is again from DJ Real Deal. Thank you for the feedback. Also, a
Yeah.
little cool fact. Their blood is blue and extremely, extremely valuable. There's people who farm them for their blood. I forget what it's used for. Huh.
Huh.
Wow.
Interesting.
Okay. You know what? Let's take a moment and look into that. Hold on a second. Horseshoe crab blood. Useful. Whoops.
That
Typo.
works. It'll do it. What is Google? You know how to do it.
Okay, this is from Maryland.gov. Let's take a look at this here. The blood of the horseshoe crab provides a valuable medical product critical to maintaining the safety of many drugs and devices used in medical care. This is from dnr.maryland.gov. I don't know if you can see that in the address bar at the top of the screen there. A protein in the blood called limulus. Amebocyte lysate, or LAL, is used by pharmaceutical and medical device manufacturers to test their products for the presence of endotoxins, bacterial substances that can cause fevers and even be fatal to humans. It says the LAL test is one of the most important medical products derived from a marine organism to benefit humans. Interesting. I
So
never knew
that little banner that says that little banner that goes and now you know went over my head.
that. The more you know.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. So that's wow. We came away learning something extra today. Awesome.
That's
Thanks,
cool.
DJ Real Deal, for pointing us in that direction.
Pointing us
Let's go
in
ahead
that
and move on.
direction.
And once again, everybody, thanks so much for tuning in and watching along with us live here on Weekend Showcase on YouTube. It's sorry, YouTube, Facebook, Twitch, and Twitter. If you have weird news topics like this, don't forget to hit us up on our website, which is right here, linktr.ee/weekendshowcase. Use the contact form right here at the bottom to send us your suggestions for what we should cover here on Weird News or on our live trailer reaction shows, which hit every Friday night, the latter. So let's go ahead and move
Yes,
on. Next item on the docket, if I can get over to, uh-oh, hang on a second. This thing is freezing here. Oh, my battery just died. Hang on a second. I control the entire show with my Xbox browser. Hang on a second. Let me
Right.
do this.
That ain't
Gotta
never
get some more
happened.
batteries in here. Stand by, everybody. Gotta get
That's
some more batteries in here.
the first in history live battery replacement.
No, that's happened before. I just had
Really?
to get us back on track. Okay, back in business. Now, next item comes to us from the mirror.
Yeah, Gloppy Pod and Wimpod.
Serious tattoo. Let's see. Woman gets partner's face tattooed on her cheek after being cheated on. After?
Wow. Oh man. Oh man. Listen, that's the highlight of tonight. I'm sorry. That's the highlight of tonight. Oh man.
So why in the world, Kaiko? Okay, so this sounds like it's already a strong contender for top story of the week in your book. Can you run me through like what's your thought process on this? Under what circumstances?
I feel really bad for her that she did that. Like I feel incredibly upset. On her face, bro. On her face, dog. Like, man.
Wow.
Man.
Oh, and we have another thing from DJ Real Deal about the blue-blooded horseshoe crabs thing from a moment ago. Golisopod, I think is how that's pronounced. Golisopod?
Yeah, that's how that's Golisopod and Wimpod. The boy Golisopod, when you get him under half his HP, he just dip on you. He just switch out. I think it's cool. It's a cool little ability.
Hmm. Yeah. Nice. But I have to finish reading the rest of the comment, though. Hang on. Golisopod is the other one you're thinking of. It's fully based on isopods, is what the comment was there. So, wow, interesting. Thanks for that, DJ Real Deal. I guess we have a marine biologist in the audience tonight. It would seem awesome. Cool. Thanks for the input. Let's go ahead and move into this thing, though. Let's see. Here we are. Bro. If you're in a relationship, you may have had a discussion with your partner about getting matching tattoos. Narali Nayam? N-A-J-M? I don't know how to pronounce this name. N-A-R-A-L-L-Y. Narali Nayam? Chose to get... Narali Nam. Okay, apologies if we're doing it wrong. Chose to get a bold portrait of her on-off partner on her face, shocking viewers on social media. She keeps her followers updated on her relationship daily and provides information on what she's up to after welcoming a son, King, with her partner, who she refers to as Daddy.
Listen, they need to delete this article off the internet forever and like delete the file. And they need to email this girl and tell her to go sit in a box for a couple of days.
Here's a content from TikTok. The context is when everyone's jealous of me because I have Daddy's face tatted on me, even though Daddy cheats. And then
that don't make sense. I'm upset about this. I'm very upset about this.
Brain spaz in the comments feed on YouTube saying if she doesn't need therapy now, she probably will if the guy leaves for good and she's stuck looking at his face every day. Sheesh.
That's why I feel bad for her. That's exactly why I feel bad for her. Because she's stuck.
Yeah.
You can get it removed. It's removable. And the removable stuff for tattoos are way better in 2022. So she can get it removed. I mean, that's the only bright side of this, I guess.
But it's the principle of the thing, though. All of this went down after he cheated, after the baby daddy cheated.
Right. So listen, that's what I'm saying. She needs to go sit down in a little tube somewhere and just think about it for a second.
This is DJ Real Deal also saying on the YouTube chat that she is Stockholm syndromed, which is one way to characterize that. I mean, see that. Stockholm syndrome, I like to call it Beauty and the Beast syndrome, basically, where you have where one person is sort of emotionally or psychologically or physically sort of blackmailed into being or forced into being in the relationship. And they just can't leave of their own volition. Either they're being heavily discouraged for whatever reason, or they're being forced not to leave. And then after enough time, they sort of rationalize that sort of being trapped. Yeah. And they sort of just sort of go along with it after a certain point.
That's what it is.
It starts off being one person trapping the other, and then it mutates into the other person just going along with it willingly. So
listen, it took doing this to get on the news is what I'm taking from this.
Well, here's another thing. Wow.
She got on. Is that the, who, that's a, you know, you don't know who that is on her neck, but.
I don't know.
At least it's not a bad tattoo.
So. Narali was left heartbroken, though, after alleging that her partner cheated on her even when she was in labor with King, according to her TikTok caption, which read, quote, thinking we were the perfect family, just gave her son a week ago. We bought a home and everything seems so real. Just to find out she's been cheating, even while I was in labor. Regarding the allegations, on-off partner Laura said, I don't know... what's going on with her? I promise you, she was doing perfectly fine after she gave birth and found out what happened between me and her. Okay, she caught me cheating, and I told her it won't happen again, and she don't want to be with me. Okay. First of all, this is a first of all, this is a female couple, it looks like.
That's so, a girl. That's a girl on her face.
The story says the partner is Laura, and there are some her. There's a lot of usage of the pronoun her here, so I'm just going to go ahead and infer that this is.
Go back to the picture that face is a woman's face.
I guess. DJ Real Deal says if a baby ain't going to trap him, we're talking about a female. If a baby ain't going to trap the partner, what's a tattoo going to do?
Right. Listen.
I mean,
for me, bro, I would never get another person tatted on me for no reason. Like, yeah. There's not one person I can think of that I want their face on my body.
Yeah, that's a line in the sand with it. I don't even.
You know, it's not a personal preference to anybody. Like, I just don't want your face on me. That's like, you know.
Yeah, you have a bunch of tattoos, don't you, Keiko?
Yeah, man. I'm yatted. That's what you call it. Yatted.
We're like polar opposites here in terms of how we're looking at this topic. Because, like, I have zero piercings or tattoos. But right. I can't imagine, like, even if I was the kind of person to get ink done, I'm with you, man. I can't imagine getting somebody's face on me, like, indefinitely like that.
I wouldn't even get my child's face on me. I don't see the point. I get the name for sure, but I won't get his face on me.
Well, you're also not a parent, so you don't really know for sure, you know, how you would sort of
you're right.
Love for your child will change you if that were.
You're right. So I take it back. That's the only person I probably get the face on me is my child.
I mean, it would be your choice either way. Once you cross that bridge, if you choose to, you know, I don't know. But I don't feel so
harshly about getting my child's face on me. Like I can understand that one. But if she got her child's face on her face, I'd still be like, why? What was that for? On your face? On your cheek?
So Ms. D says, I'm confused. Daddy is female. I guess so. Let's see. In a YouTube video, Narali said that she didn't get the tattoo for Laura. However, in other TikTok videos, she's hinted that she wants her partner to return to her so they can be a family.
Well, hold on now. If Daddy is the female, then she cheated on her too.
I'm sorry, say it again.
I'm saying if the quote unquote dad is a female, then that means that the girl who got the tattoo cheated on her partner too, because she got a donation.
I'm not sure about that. I think it basically just boils down to person A got cheated on by person B, and then person A went ahead and immortalized person B on their face anyway.
I'm saying person A cheated on person B while person B cheated on person A, because person A is pregnant. You see what I'm saying? And person B could not have impregnated person A. It's not possible. So if the daddy is female, that's correct. So that's what I'm saying.
Well, yeah.
Unless, that's what I'm saying. Unless she got a donation, unless they got like a donor or.
Well, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
Or she's a surrogate, you know what I'm saying? But otherwise, that's the only way it could have happened, you know?
I don't know. But that's basically, I think, all that we can go. That's about as far as we can go with discussing this particular topic. I don't know. No matter how you sort of like look at it, you know, it's always it's always a toxic thing to do to be duplicitous in a relationship. You know, like, it's like if you're not interested in the other person anymore, you need to have that conversation, and especially well before a third party is involved, before a child is involved, I guess.
Well, listen, is Stockholm syndrome a medical syndrome, or is that just like a street syndrome?
I think that's actually like a clinically diagnosable sort of thing. I'm not a clinician. I don't want to be careful when I say that. I'm sorry. It is a thing that basically happens when you have somebody who starts off as being sort of coerced or trapped in a relationship, and then it goes on so long that they just sort of rationalize it.
Right. Not because I'm saying if she has that, then it doesn't go any deeper than that. That's just what it is. But if she doesn't have that, then there's something deeper, because she got the partner face on her face. So there's something deeper than this, than just, you know.
Maybe, but we gotta move on. The meter is running. We're about halfway through the show. But what are your thoughts? Those of you watching along live on YouTube, Facebook, Twitch, or Twitter, drop us a comment and let us know what you think. Let's see. Oh, well, here we go. DJ Real Deal, basically recounting what I just said. It's a physiological syndrome. Physiological, okay. Basically brainwashing. It goes on so long, they rationalize it. Thank you. There you go. So, all right. Thank you for that, DJ Real Deal. Let's move on. Next item on the docket comes to us from Lad Bible. Let's see. Every glass of tap water you drink has been drank by 10 people before you.
No, man. See, I don't even want to read this article because I don't like to think about that. I hate thinking about that. Like, all this water and everything we use is recycled. I don't like thinking about it. I just go with it. But I know it's true. I just go with it.
So it's an unfortunate, they're framing it as an unfortunate sort of fact of life.
It is.
As you probably already so it starts off with, as you probably understand, all the water on Earth is the same water that's been around for the last 5 billion years.
So no, I don't believe that entirely. There's new water. There's been new water.
Where would it come from?
I mean,
you realize condensation and, you know, the water cycle, you know, how like you have water and then it gets like brought up as like evaporated, you know, in steam, but basically
water,
in hot climates.
Water is 2 part hydrogen and 1 part oxygen. Oxygen comes from trees. Trees make new oxygen, don't they?
Well, they would make, they would sort of recycle the oxygen from the chemical compositional elements that they sort of take in. You know, they don't actually make oxygen from scratch. Something has, there's the law of conservation of mass, right?
It comes from our carbon. Carbon dioxide. It comes from our carbon dioxide. We breathe that out and the trees then make oxygen from that. So I'm saying it makes new oxygen. You see what I'm saying? It doesn't make recycled oxygen. So if this so if it's making new oxygen, then that means, I mean, it's probably new hydrogen, therefore making new water in some way.
But see, for what you're saying to be in effect, there would have to be a way to plausibly introduce new elements into the net, into the ecosystem. You have to introduce, you have to create and introduce stable synthetic molecule at a molecular level, hydrogen and oxygen, and then combine them together in such a way that it can actually be introduced into the local sort of like into the natural, the water supply, the global water supply or whatever, basically, in a way that doesn't create dire consequences.
You're saying synthetic, though, like this. So these people made synthetic hydrogen and synthetic oxygen to make synthetic water. Is that what you said? Because that's not what you said. That's still possible.
But I mean, in theory, but it's like you can't just take hydrogen and then just hold it up to the air, and then it's like water. Like hydrogen just becomes water in your hand.
Yeah, I don't know how it fuses to then make water. I don't know how that works. But what I'm saying is, I know. I just feel like there's new elements.
See, DJ Real Deal in the comments section is actually putting it very well. He says, "Oh, okay, so yeah, this is true. Like energy and matter can't be created, only changed. It's a constant cycle. Everything is reused."
That's true. I was about to say that. Energy cannot be created or destroyed. But you know, and so we can call elements energy. I guess we can call them different forms of energy. So I guess everything is recycled. And so, I mean, I know that, you know, like even all the stuff that we put in the recycling bin, like nobody, that stuff, people put crap in the recycling bins and that gets recycled into our stuff. You know, I mean, it doesn't all get filtered out.
If you don't clean it up, they
don't clean it enough though. The crap gets put in the recycle. So I just think about all that. I'm like, I know we're doing that, but you know.
So someone over at economics.com crunched the numbers to determine just how many people have drank the same water that you have, using this interesting, if not slightly complicated equation, P ratio, P ratio equals total water peed divided by total water, which equals total vertebrate biomass ever lived times P rate divided by total water, which equals average biomass vertebrates times P rate per year times years of vertebrates divided by total water. Years of vertebrates, I don't understand what they mean by that.
That's why I lost.
like the lifespan of the vertebrate in question that you're judging, that you're applying this formula to? Is that what it means? The year that a given vertebrate that this formula is being applied to has been alive, and that's part of the numerator?
Right.
Okay. Which, according to the bloke who wrote the piece, means the atoms in your average water molecule will have been concentrated urine some 10 times already, and that is a conservative estimate.
Wow.
But isn't that sort of built upon a sort of boilerplate premise of however X amount of years that a vertebrate would have been alive before the numbers have been crunched to arrive at that conclusion? Like, how do you know for sure that it's 10 times already? You know, right. Like, how old is the vertebrate in question if actual age of the human or animal vertebrate, whatever, is part of the formula to help you arrive at the conclusion of 10 times already?
Right.
How old are we talking about? And what species are we talking about? Ms. D says, also, the air we breathe has all been breathed over and over through eons. Yeah, this is Caesar's last breath syndrome.
So that's like confirming that trees do not make new oxygen. And we don't produce new carbon dioxide because it's all recycled.
Kaiko, it's the circle of life.
Right. It is. And that's why that movie is the truth. Because that's exactly what it is.
It's also extraordinarily plagiarized from Shakespeare. But anyway. Both of them, actually.
No, real quick, I'm gonna send you something. There's an anime that Lion King. They say that Lion King, they stole this entire anime. I'm gonna find it. You did read about that?
Yeah, I've heard about that. It's I don't remember the. It's this little like albino looking lion
like
cub, basically,
like
or
that.
Tiger.
Yeah.
I think it was a tiger.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. I don't remember what the name of it was, but anyway,
it's an old Korean show.
Hey Kaika, why don't you read this comment off?
So a crazy thought is the same water you're drinking now, dinosaurs and extinct species have also drank, walked in, and bathed in. So yeah, so I mean, you know, I guess
we are living.
Have to, yeah.
Welcome to Jurassic World.
Right. You know, I guess you just have to accept that. You know what I'm saying? So.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much. Man. Anyway, let's go ahead and move on. But if any of you are actually curious to read further about this, check the description on the YouTube and Facebook versions of this video stream, because we list all of our sources for this and all of our videos, all of our live streams. We are scrupulous fact checkers around here, and we just want to share like our sources as best as we can.
Right.
So let's go ahead and move on. Next item is also from Lab Bible. Here we go. Are you kidding me right now? Woman who married a ghost says it was hard to find a church that would host their big day. Really?
So listen, the lady needs to go sit in the same box the other lady needs to sit in.
You know,
I would do it because that's different. That is different. That's different. Let me tell you something. I tell you my wife is a ghost. Well, you can't say nothing to me. What you gonna say to me after that? Nothing.
Ah, jeez.
Nothing.
A woman can't who married anything. A ghost on Halloween. A woman
on
who
Halloween.
Married a ghost. Yeah, exactly. Says finding a venue to host their nuptials had been a ghoulish task. Womp womp. The singer called Brocardi, was first introduced to her now husband Eduardo, rest in peace, when he made a surprise appearance in her home last year. The 38-year-old from Oxfordshire described her partner as a Victorian soldier and has even revealed he once literally ghosted her for a week after she appeared on national television.
What?
Oh, my God.
Listen, I don't... Because we can't deny this lady. We can't deny her. We can't just say she's lying. We can't just sit here and say she's lying.
But the odds of this being real, I mean, it's
Look,
it got through our content screeners, so I don't know, but
she got married to it. She's witnessed it. She's experienced it. It's a real spirit, man. And she married it. That's crazy. I don't know why she would make that up. And then if she making it up, why do they let it go this far to where we study an article about it? What?
Yeah, this is just a there's levels of bizarreness to this that just simply defy logic. I mean, I'd expect to find this in, you ever watch, you ever see the Men in Black movies? You remember the Hot Sheets? This is exactly what I would expect to find in the Hot Sheets in those movies, basically. I married a ghost. That's page one. Page one, right there.
Oh, God.
Brain Spaz says, another case for serious therapy. Her imagination really took over. DJ Real Deal says she let her intrusive thoughts win.
Listen,
Ooh.
I wouldn't stop her, but I would be like, all right, if you about to spend, over $1,000 for your wedding, you crazy. Like, you actually crazy. At that point, I would tell her she need therapy. What she's doing, fine, go ahead. Let her do what she's doing. And when you start spending $5,000, $10,000 for the wedding, I'm gonna be like, listen, go in the box. Go in your box. Go sit down in your box.
Let me look at this up. Look this up really quickly. Hang on, just so that we're able to be like a little bit more accurate with that joke. Hang on. Okay, the average cost of a wedding in the U.S. is about $30,000.
Oh, you
Northern
got it.
Virginia comes in a little higher at $38,000, $4,000 more than the average cost in Maryland, but a tad less than D.C.'s $40,000. Fairfax, London, and Arlington are all in the top richest counties in America. Yeah, it's zeroing in on Virginia like that because that's where this broadcast is coming out of
Listen, my
Virginia.
homegirl got married in her living room for maybe $100. They didn't even get, they had ice cream
They
cake.
elope.
They were eloped. They had ice cream cake. I didn't go, but I saw it on this on this on this on the social media. I saw it on the Sassay book. Come on. Ten
Here
a
we are.
hundred dollars you spent for her wedding.
Average cost of a wedding in 2021 was $28,000. So there you go. DJ Real Deal says, I bet she was on the ceiling in her honeymoon.
Yeah, man. What she man, let me tell you something.
Oh no, brain spasm with the dad joke. She got 99 problems, but a ghost ain't one.
Hey,
Yes.
he needed to
Yes.
save
Yes.
that for the end of the show. Oh man.
Swipe right on that joke
Listen,
right there. That was well done. That was very well done,
listen,
brain spasm.
this ain't the
Wow.
time. You got listen, I'm try I wasn't done preparing myself for the dad joke. He gonna throw it in the middle of the show.
I mean, we're about two-thirds of the way through, so we have about one, two, three, four, five, six left, halfway to two-thirds of the way through here. But let's go ahead and power through the next ones. Once again, everybody, thanks so much for watching along with us right now on Weird News Live on YouTube, Facebook, Twitch, and Twitter, right here on Weekend Showcase. Thanks so much for smashing that like button and notification bell. Don't forget to drop us a line in the live chat, and we might read it off on the air. And if you have suggestions for things that we should talk about on the show, thank you, taking my bow, brain spaz. If you have topics to suggest on the show, hit us up on Linktree, linktr.ee/weekendshowcase, and this contact form on the bottom of the page. Shoot us your content, and we might feature it on the show. So let's move on to the next topic, which comes to us from UPI, the good people at UPI. Woman finds two pythons mating behind her microwave.
I just kept letting them do what they're doing.
Wow. Yep, that's the right music for that, more or less. This looks like there's a video attached to this, but it's not loading properly in this browser that I'm working right now. The link to this topic is in the description of this video on YouTube or Facebook if you're curious to see this footage for yourself. I can't show it on here, unfortunately, but the sources are posted there. The story says, here we are. A reptile wrangler was summoned to an Australian home where a resident discovered the cause of a moving microwave was a pair of mating pythons. A video posted to Facebook shows Stuart McKenzie of Sunshine Coast Snake Catchers responding to a home in Booderim, where a woman discovered two carpet pythons in the throes of passion in her kitchen.
In the throes of passion. I need to use that.
Apparently, the snake catching business said the woman noticed her microwave had moved and looked behind it to find the pair of mating snakes. The post said, quote, "We were able to get there very quickly and relocate the two lovebirds back out into the bush where they belong," end quote. Wow. And DJ Real Deal says, "Snakes on a plane? Now we got snakes running a train."
Tired of these snakes
So
on
there's a
the
larger there's a significantly different definition of train here. that Control did not know about, clearly. But but we yeah, that and anyway, don't you, never mind, I'm not gonna explain further into that. Sorry, we're trying to keep things PG-13 here. So this is something that would traumatize me, quite frankly. Snakes getting into the kitchen, and wow, I can't even wrap my mind around that. Like, Heiko, what would you do with that?
Like I said, I'd look at them, and I'd just stare for a little bit, and then I'd walk away. I'd be like, go ahead. Continue. But then after they done, right? After they done, boy, I'm going to get that thing, boy, I'm going to both of them, headshots.
Dude, animal control.
You better get that python out of my house.
Well, careful, what if it's an endangered species? That's a crime, man.
Listen, let me tell you something. We don't need the snakes. I don't hate snakes, but we could do with less of them. And so, pop is going to both of them.
Wow.
You can't, because what am I supposed to do? Catch it? What am I supposed to do? Step on it? Not mine. It's a python.
Animal control.
Oh God, not mine. I'll show you animal control.
Well, let this be a word of warning to all the snakes watching this YouTube video. DJ Real Deal says, Skullface, I thought it'd be tame enough. My bad. I'm sorry, Control. don't worry about it. Just like, you know, just so you know, we try very hard to sort of like be above board with the kind of content that we show on here. So
now scroll down real quick. What did she say? She said, throes of passion. I need to scroll down. He said they're having
throes. A woman discovered two carpet pythons in the throes of passion in her kitchen.
In the throes of passion. That's a nice sentence.
Yeah, that's I didn't even know that's how that was spelled, but I guess
right,
that
that's
like,
I,
like how do you throw
it?
Like,
right.
Go along. I don't know how else you throw passion. Brain Spaz says, where does she live? How come she didn't know to have a screen in that window?
Man,
maybe she did. Maybe there was another sort of endpoint.
I hate the screens in my windows. I'll be popping them out.
Why?
I get out the window. I don't like using the door.
What is this, 1985? like a teen, you know, comedy or something, basically? What is it?
My keys do not stay in my pocket. So if I ain't got my keys, I need to get into a window. And boy, that screen ain't helping me.
Okay, noted. Fair enough, I guess. Fair enough. Let's move on. Yeah, five left here. Next one is from NDTV. Man in U.S. destroys car at Disney World, leaves sorry note and $100. Man, wow. How does this happen? That's my first question. Second question, how could you possibly think that $100 is enough to cover this kind of damage on any vehicle? I don't follow that at all.
Wait, so what he did? Wait, hold on. What did he do? He hit the car and left $100?
I don't
Damn,
know.
That was good.
Let's see. The car owner was enjoying a night out at Epcot, a theme park at Disney World Resort in Bay Lake, Florida, watching the Hanson show. Hanson is still a thing? Sorry, I'm just realizing. When someone destroyed the vehicle, no offense to Hanson. when someone destroyed the vehicle, reported ESPN Southwest Florida. The person who caused so much trouble to the owner apologized by leaving a sorry note and $100. The caption of his post reads, got out of Hanson at E to the Beat and found this in the parking lot with a note saying sorry and $100, but no information to help file a claim. That's a problem. The post was shared 5 days ago and has garnered the attention of many. Many internet users empathized with the owner. A user suggested that the owner should check the security cameras. He wrote, ouch, contact security. I bet they have cameras in the parking lots. Most places do. Good luck. That's a terrible way to end the day. To which the owner replied, we did contact security and filed a case with FHP, but they didn't send anyone out because the vehicle wasn't occupied and is on private property. They said they have an investigator who may contact us, but will probably only see footage if a case is pursued. Another user commented, I just can't get over someone writing a note apologizing but not giving their contact information. not much of an apology, end quote.
Hey, listen, there's been worse. At least he got $100.
Yeah, but that's going to go right out the window, because like, if there's no claim that's able to be filed, the damage has to be repaired out of the person's own pocket. $100 is going to be a drop in the bucket to that. You saw that bumper.
Listen, one time this guy hit the car. He hit somebody's car. He looked at it. He tried to figure out what to do. He was thinking. I saw him in his head. He was like, I should leave a note. You know what this guy did? He knocked the mirror off. For what reason, I don't know, and left. So he made it worse. So he hit the car, thought about it, made it worse, and then left. So I'm saying, I done seen worse. He got this man got $100. So,
but again, you know, it's not profit. You're mischaracterizing the money.
No, I get you. But I'm saying, listen, I would have.
It's all right. It's better than nothing. It's better than nothing.
That's all I'm saying.
DJ Real Deal says, so this is why I highly recommend if you drive, please, please invest in a dash cam. It's worth the money and it will save you in situations like this. Ideally, you'd want 4, but 2 will suffice. Where do the other 2 go? I hear like, you know, front and back. Like, what do you mean the other 4? You want one on either side? Like on the...
On your mirrors.
Okay, but if somebody knocked off a whole mirror, you don't have any footage.
That's what the guy did. You know what? Then that's why that guy knocked the mirror off. You just told me, you just explained to me why the guy knocked the mirror off. That's why. You said, nope, you ain't gonna have this footage.
But, and again, that'll only save you if you have your dash cam set up to be recording footage basically all the time. You need a generous sort of buffer set up in the machine, such in the camera, such that it's always able to record, and when you go back to your car, you know, you can just keep going if everything is on the up and up. If it's not, you need to react quickly enough. Oh, let me go ahead and stop this buffer, save this video before it gets overwritten,
right?
And then keep it going, and then get ready to email that to my insurance agent.
Right.
It's like, yeah, I don't know. Dude felt brain spaz says dude felt bad, left $100 to clear his conscience. He didn't have much of a conscience.
Yeah, I mean, listen, he said, I'm going to leave this 100 and I'm going to forget about it. I'm good. I don't even have to worry about it no more.
DJ Real Deal says, they make dash cam setups you can get that will record constantly about 2 to 3 days, then overwrite. That sounds like this looks like a job for Amazon. I don't know. I don't know where to go for that necessarily other than that. But hey, I guess there you go. There's some information, a place to start if you're in the market for that sort of thing. Right here on Weird News on Weekend Showcase. Let's go ahead and keep going. We have 4 topics left. This next one is from NPR. If bumblebees can play, does it mean they have feelings? This study suggests yes.
I mean, okay. I think all bugs have feelings.
A study recently published in Animal Behavior suggests that bumblebees, when given the chance, like to fool around with toys. Researchers from Queen Mary University of London conducted an experiment in which they set up a container that allowed bees to travel from their nest to a feeding area. But along the way, the bees could opt to pass through a separate section with a smattering of small wooden balls. Over 18 days, the scientists watched as the bees went out of their way to roll wooden balls repeatedly, despite no apparent incentive to do so. The findings suggest that, like humans, insects also interact with inanimate objects as a form of play. Also similar to people, younger bees seemed to be more playful than adult bees. Kaiko.
Listen, I took this piece of food from an ant one time, and then he ran around in a circle trying to figure out what happened to the food. And then I put it back, and he took it. And he looked at me like he was saying thanks, and he ran away with it. And I watched
him. What he was saying was, about time you gave me my stuff back. How dare you?
That's what I'm saying. But I think, you know, bugs, they got feeling. They got sentience, you know?
Ms. D says, who knew bees have enough of a brain to have feelings? Ooh, ouch, yeah, Ms. D. Jeez, what did bees do to you?
Listen,
besides clearing away from school, I don't know.
The queen, a big fat, little fat bee. She got a big brain. You know,
DJ Real Deal says, look, man, I have a ton of bumblebees in my yard. They don't have nothing but Wii music going in their head. They fly into me and bumble.
Right. The Wii music.
Oh, yep. My goodness. Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah, that's it.
I think that's how they get. Yeah. I don't even know what a Wii, but I just know that's.
You have a Wii? What do you mean you have a Wii?
No, my I stopped owning Nintendo consoles after GameCube, man.
Wii was the last one besides the Switch, you know. You know what I'm saying? It was the last one that made, well, you know, it was a Wii, then it was a Wii U, then it was a Switch. Wii U was terrible. But
so I heard, but everybody had a Wii back in the day.
Everybody had a Wii is what I'm saying. I don't know why you didn't have a Wii.
This time, 2006, 2007, everybody had a Wii, unless you were deliberately going out of your way not to get a,
exactly.
To get a Wii. Basically.
Exactly.
So, but anyway, this is, let's see. I think we have another one. Control, what's that last comment there? So, Brain Spaz says, so they terrorize, scare people for fun, but don't they die if they sting you? Yeah, that's true. That's
I think one got skipped. Yeah,
DJ Real Deal. Yeah, here's the one that got skipped. Yeah. But no, being serious, I wouldn't be surprised. Jumping spiders are smaller than bees, and they can recognize faces and come when called. Kako, yeah. You're into spiders. Like, you've heard about this?
I love jumping spiders. I'm about to get two in a couple months and raise them and see what they're talking about. Yeah, I like jumping spiders. They're pretty cool. They're really cute. You know, they're not scary at all. Like you would look at a spider and be scared. A wolf spider has the scariest face.
But wait a minute, jumping spiders. You're actually gonna try to get jumping spiders and domesticate them.
Yeah, I didn't know how far they could be domesticated. I was interested in that. So I wanted to, but I feel like they can be domesticated like tarantulas to a healthy extent.
But don't they have to be like devenomized or something like that? Just in case?
So jumping spiders, I mean, all spiders bite, all spiders have venom, but some spiders I don't think jumping spiders, like the little ones, the little teeny ones, they don't bite you. They don't, they just be chilling. They bite you if you try to, and then really it's like if you attack them, they're just going to jump away. So they don't bite. And then the bigger ones, I mean, they just don't bite. You know, I've never heard anybody say, oh, well, I got bit by it. They just kind of chill. They just be chilling.
I mean, to be fair, how else are you going to get superpowers? Anyway, right, DJ exactly. Real Deal. DJ Real Deal says, yes, jumping spiders basically can be domesticated at a slight level. Slightly more than tarantulas. They're tiny. They can't pierce skin easily. Okay, well, that works in your favor, Kaiko.
Right.
Right. So, there you go. Cool. Interesting.
I'm about to get a tarantula, too.
Well, geez, there you go. You have a little, like, arachnid club there, I guess, basically.
Exactly. I need to have it. That's how I'm going to get my day done.
There you go. Next item. We have three topics left. Let's just roll right along here. Lottery winner, this is from metro.co.uk. Lottery winner wears bizarre disguise to keep 26 million pound win secret from family.
Oh, yeah. But it sounds smart.
Here's the disguise.
Well, the yellow thing is his disguise. That's funny. That's funny. I'd do it. I don't see nothing wrong with that. look at that check. That check looked like a tournament scoreboard.
It actually kind of does.
Like,
like on a baseball field.
You know, yeah, a baseball thing. Yeah.
Right. But anyway, this disguise here, like this looks like this actually looks like an MLB mascot. To be brutally honest, this looks like a
it does.
Looks like a mascot. While I'm at it, So Kaiko, if you won the lottery, because like there's a pretty serious Powerball happening right now over here in the States. Would you actually like show your face to collect the winnings if you won?
You know, that's a good question. I feel like what I buy with my money, they're gonna know I won it anyway. So there's no point. You know what I'm saying? They'll know that I won.
But the point is to sort of like make it harder for the whole world and the internet to know that you won. Like, you know, your closest friends and family, they'll know inevitably. You're right. But,
right,
you know,
but I'm saying I think the rest of the world would know too. Listen, you said the Powerball. You're talking about a Powerball. Powerball about $2 billion right now. So that's 1.5 billion in my pocket. Let's just call it that, right? One. Just call it one. $1 billion. I'm straight for life. You see what I'm saying? And what you asking me what the first thing I'm gonna buy with it is something that the whole world is gonna know about. You know what I'm saying? So they'll know I got it.
But see, here's the problem with that kind of money is that it's going to disappear really, really quickly if you're not really strategic and tactical about where you use it, how you use it,
and
how you make it work for you.
I make it real strategic, man. That's why I just need a million out of that, and I'll be good.
We have another thing from DJ Real Deal talking about you. Kai, bro, you're going to get robbed or attacked, bro. No, you got to disguise up, crying, laughing.
Oh, no, I want Otter Smoke. Come on.
Y'all
want
no, don't say that. Don't say that. I know you're just trolling, but come on. Because it's not just about... because the mask is not to protect yourself. It's to protect those around you from reprisals. Listen,
come on with it. Yeah. Listen, for one thing, actually, though, I mean, I probably should, you know, mask up for the money, but it's like once I get it in my pocket, I'm gone. Y'all ain't seeing me again. Well, I'm about to buy a brand new country. Like the country don't even exist yet. It's about to be a new country in this world. That's where they're gonna pull up on me.
You'd have to wait for the next like Pacific Ocean like volcanic eruption,
right.
Basically, that's
in the international right.
water to create right. a new island that you can claim.
Exactly.
Yeah. let's move on. We're running a little bit over time here, but we can try to like pick up the pace a bit. This is from Toronto Sun. Nose picking by those age 65 plus can increase bacteria into the brain. This was published 5 days ago.
Read about this earlier today, man.
Really? Okay,
I didn't. Not about the 65 plus. I didn't see that. It just said something about picking your nose is bad for you, and I didn't really read it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was just like, I need to not pick my nose then.
So then, what do you need to like clear that out? If you have like, let's say if you have like, I have a high propensity for sinus issues or something, you have to get.
Well, you better go get you a Kleenex.
Well. Yeah, but you still gotta like get up there to like clean it.
Yeah, you better wrap the Kleenex around your little finger and you stick it up there. You move it around. You know what I'm saying? You pull it out. That's how you get it. That's how you do it.
So that's the moral of the story, everyone. Don't use your bare finger.
Right. You shouldn't because listen,
for nose gold.
I got a cousin. He pick his nose a lot. He do pick his nose. He don't be digging. He don't be digging. He just be grabbing a little pieces, right? But then I stop him. I always stop him and I say to him, where you about to put that? Like what you about to do with that? You about to flick it? Don't you dare flick that on my floor, dog. You see what I'm saying?
Here's brain spaz. To be clear, blow, don't pick. Well,
yeah, I mean, but you don't get everything when you blow, and that's what you're saying. You don't get everything when you blow. You gotta get up in there. But use a Q-tip. Get a Q-tip. You know what I'm saying? It's not just for your ears. Put that sucker in there. And
BrainSpaz also says that guy looks like he's mining for gold, going deep.
I'm trying to tell you, they got a good little stock image right there for picking your nose. That was the third image on Google.
Ah, oh, jeez, come on.
When you type in guy picking his nose, that's the third image that come up.
Ah, crap. Come on. It's not letting me. Oh, darn it. Nope. Nope. It's not letting me out of this. It's not letting me out of this at all. Crap. Okay, well, let me try and refresh this here. DJ Real Deal says, this is how amoebas can eat the brain. The nasal passage goes straight to the brain, and when you take into account senior citizens have compromised immune systems, it's a toxic mixture. Well, let's see. Here we are. Come on, get out of here. Thank you. Okay, so scientists from Australia's Griffith University say a new study shows that people aged 65 or older picking their nose can lead to bacteria traveling via the nasal cavity's olfactory nerve and reaching the brain, reports the New York Post. Okay.
But what I'm saying is, hold on. It took them till now to tell us that? Why? You know what I'm saying? Like, what?
So from there, specifically the Chlamydia pneumoniae bacteria linked to respiratory infections, including pneumonia, can create markers that are a telltale sign of Alzheimer's disease. The study, published in Scientific Reports, says that particular bacteria used the olfactory nerve as, quote, an invasion path to assault the central nervous system, end quote, and the brain's cellular response is depositing amyloid beta protein, a hallmark of Alzheimer's.
Boy, you know why they just found us out? Because somebody just died, and one of his relatives said, well, you know, that man used to pick his nose a lot, so he probably, you know what I'm saying, so...
Eat the brain. Ew, what a concept from Ms. D. Yeah, that's that's a bit that's a little above my pay grade there in terms of being able to deal with. Let's go ahead and move on from this on the off chance that people are still eating dinner right now. But if you if you're curious to read more on this, check out the description of this video for links to this and all of our other topics over the course of the night in the sources area of the description. It's on YouTube and Facebook for this particular episode. So definitely look into that if you are so inclined. Let's move on to the last topic of the night. Let's see. DJ Real Deal says, imagine being known for dying from picking your nose.
Right. Right. Which you wouldn't know. Can you get?
That's horrible.
You wouldn't know. You wouldn't. You know what I'm saying?
Parisian Undertaker aims to introduce bicycle hearse in France. This is from Reuters. Published 3 days ago.
Okay.
So Undertaker is
not a good idea.
Undertaker Isabelle Plumerole cycled around Paris on a recent autumn day with a bicycle hearse that she hopes will soon bring a new green way of conducting funerals to the French capital. Quieter, environmentally conscious burials are a small but growing trend, and Plumerole says transporting the coffin with a specially designed cargo bike can confer a more down-to-earth pace to a funeral. Bicycle hearses already exist in a few other countries, including Switzerland and Denmark, hers would be a first in France, according to the 51-year-old Undertaker. Do we have a? Yep, we have a picture.
That's a cool like bike, but no.
DJ Real Deal says bicycle hearse, expecting the corpses to pedal. LMAO.
Right. But it's just that's a little. Listen.
Happy belated Halloween, everybody. go ahead, Kai.
But why is the hearse in front of her though?
Well, I think that's to sort of help better manage the, I guess, the weight distribution, I guess. Like, maybe depending on the terrain, it's easier to sort of deal with generating and maintaining forward momentum if the majority of the weight, the blunt weight, or sorry, the inactive dumbbell weight, I don't know the right term for it, but basically the extra weight is in front of you instead of having to pull it behind you. Like, it's easier to push than to pull.
Oh, boy. I can't even drive a U. I can't even drive a U-Haul, and that's pulling it. You know, that's pulling it the other way. I can't drive that. So
but you
I can't
also
even
have
imagine.
A gas powered. But you also have an engine helping you do that. You're not having to manually sort of pedal your.
That's
way.
What I'm saying. So I don't know how she's doing this.
Not skipping leg day. Not skipping leg day.
Right.
Is how
exactly.
DJ Real Deal says, now if I go up to that cart to order a hot dog and it's a funeral on wheels, I'm going to be upset because that's what it looks like.
Right. Yeah. I would buy the hot dog.
I mean, not from this.
Yeah, from that. They're
just carrying a dead body. I mean, it's
right. Like, she's going to say, well, look, listen, she's going to say, listen, technically I do have hot dogs, but you know what I'm saying? I don't know if you want those kind of hot dogs. I said no. Hook me up. Throw me Mr. Jefferson hot dog. You know what I'm saying? Mr. Jefferson inside this little box right here. You know.
I just want to mention that the opinions expressed herein do not necessarily reflect that of Weekend Showcase. They are of the individual commenters themselves. Oh my goodness. DJ Real Deal with crying laughing emojis. There we go.
In my box, but Mr. Jefferson said, I got hot dogs for you, son. Yes, sir.
All right, we got to shut this thing down because we are at the top of the show right
That's
now.
Top
so
of the show?
Go ahead and
all
write
right.
down. Yeah, favorite story of the week, Keiko.
Favorite story of the week? All right, so go pan through them quickly and see. Let's see what we got. So, boom,
so we just had the bicycle hearse before. It was nose picking and bacteria in the brain, lottery winner in disguise. Let's see what else. A man destroys car at Disney World. The pythons in the microwave. I married a ghost.
I know I got to give it to the lady with the tattoo on her face, but I see. I don't know. That was like I told you on the article that was the highlight of the week. That was
that's
the
one.
Oh man, yeah, man. I just feel bad for her. I don't feel bad for anybody else in any of these articles. I feel bad for this girl. You know?
Honestly, I'll get fair enough. I hear you. I I think I'm going to go ahead and say my favorite one was this one, the lottery winnings in disguise, mainly because that's the sort of thing that I could see myself actually doing. I don't trust, you know, because when they publish, you know, hey, we have a winner, somebody won, you can't trust.
You're right. You know, you had a similar conversation about you know, wanting to be the next biggest artist. Yeah. I said, you become the next biggest artist, boy, they're going to shoot you. You know what I'm saying? So
I'm not sure that necessarily that's necessarily a guarantee, but
it's not a guarantee, but that happens in the game a lot. You know what I'm saying? So
DJ Real Deal says, bro, you don't feel bad for the guy losing his entire car? What do you mean? Who are you talking about?
He's talking about dude at Epcot who lost his
who is that talking to? Because right now we're doing our favorite topic, and like that's not, I don't think that's either of our favorite topic, having your car decimated like that for $100. Right.
No, you say my topic was a face lady.
Right.
Yeah.
But I mean, we're sorry that happened, but it's right. Like, that's not the favorite. So I exactly. guess that's basically all that we can say about that.
Right.
You know, at this point. But anyway, that's basically it for this particular lineup of weird news topics right here on Weekend Showcase. Oh, DJ Real Deal says, no, Keiko was saying he felt bad for the woman, but none of the other ones. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right.
So I guess, yeah, now I hear what you're saying. So, yeah, you really going to stand by that then, Keiko? You don't feel right. bad for the person?
I mean, listen, I feel bad for the guy, but at least he got the $100. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
I guess it's better than nothing, but it's just...
I mean, I can't tell you a time when I've been hit like that and they haven't left anything. I think every time... I think it only happened to me once, and the guy left his information. But so I don't know. I've hit somebody before and I left my information, so you know. At least I don't do it to these people, but this guy, boy, the fella could have just left. The fella had every opportunity to just leave. You know what I'm saying? So, you know.
Fair enough. I guess those were our favorite topics of the week. What were your favorites for the week? Those of you watching along at home live, go ahead and, or pre-recorded, because I think we may have to like repost this, honestly, this video. But anyway, go ahead and drop us a comment once the other version goes up, and feel free to, make sure you like and subscribe, all these different places, and let us know your thoughts, what you think was your favorite topic of the week, which brings us to the last segment of the night, where I pull out this tablet.
Let's get it. Let's hear it.
You know what time it is. It's time for dad joke of the day. I wish we had a graphic.
Oh, my God!
Wow. Thanks for that. Freaking control. All right. Anyway. All right. Let's see. Oh, here's a perfect one. This is perfect. Someone complimented my parking today. They left a sweet note on my windshield that said, parking fine. Obviously. Yeah. I mean...
Let me tell you something.
It ties into what we were just talking about a minute ago.
But it does. It definitely does. It's a good closure.
It is as terrible as it is relevant. All right, here we go. How about this? Cop says, I'm arresting you for downloading the entire Wikipedia. Then the suspect says, wait, I can explain everything.
Huh, stop.
All right, I guess I'm getting the gong. I guess I'm getting the gong. We got to go ahead and...
it makes sense.
But anyway, that does it for this particular episode of Weekend Showcase, our weird news headlines for the week ending Sunday, November 6th, 2022. Thanks so much for watching along with us and participating with the comments and the feedback and the crying laughing emojis. Those are always fun. And don't forget that hang on a second. Had a glitch there. There we go. Don't forget to drop us a comment to continue the conversation. Visit us at Weekend Showcase on all major social media platforms or Linktree linktr.ee/weekendshowcase, like in the description and in the crawl at the bottom of the screen, to see it all at one place. And we will see you once again right here this coming Friday at 8:30 p.m. Eastern, 5:30 Pacific, for another new trailer reactions show. And we hope to see you then. For now, I'm Don. With me tonight was...
John Keiko, a.k.a. Mr. Peter Parker.
All right. Thanks so much for joining, Keiko. And once again, thank you all at home for watching. Be safe. Hope you had a great weekend. Showcase you later. Good night.